Hello, hello. Keisha Kelly here with Beauty Queen. I am super excited and elated to jump out here into the deep for the very first episode of our brand new podcast. I will be dropping some nuggets, some wisdom, and tools about having a voice but knowing when to speak. Girl, get up out that chair. Go ahead, wherever you are, get you a notebook. Get you a beverage. I'll give you some time to clear your mental state before we jump into this. I'll be right back. Hey, beauty queen. Super, super duper excited that you decided to stick around. Hope you took that moment to get a pen and paper, maybe get a beverage or take time to clear your mental psyche so that you're able to receive exactly what I'm ready to pour. Listen, this episode is about having a voice, but knowing when to speak. A lot of times our tongue, okay? Our mouth is what gets us in trouble. We speak too quickly. We judge prematurely. And we don't do this from a place of knowledge or wisdom. And by the time we think about it, the words have already slipped out of our mouth. We've already offended someone. And we find ourselves having to go back and apologize. Or if you got a little bit of pride of believing that you were right when you were probably all wrong. Sometimes it's just best to be quiet until you've been cleared to speak. And it would behoove us, it would, you know, really, really benefit us to know exactly how much impact our voice has when we use it in the right moments. Even when we don't use it in the right moments, our voice is still impactful. And the truth of the matter is that scripture tells us the power of life and death is in our own tongue. So that means that whatever I speak has the potential to grow, or it has the potential to die. It has the potential to live, or it has the potential to see death. And so that's exactly how powerful the tongue is. I am so excited and qualified to speak to you from a place of humility. At this point in my life, when I was younger, I had no filter. Okay. You couldn't tell me to shut up or be quiet. And one of my key phrases was, "This ain't AMC. Silence ain't golden over here." I was going to speak my mind and I was going to get my point across. Okay. And for those of you who don't know, AMC is a movie theater, and one of their coinage phrases is silence is golden. Well, with me, it wasn't golden, okay? I was going to check you, boo. We was going to have a conversation. We would go blow for blow if need be. But as I got older and I got wiser, I began to understand the importance of carrying myself with a different demeanor, with a different presumption. Women of color sometimes come with predisposed or beliefs about us because of the way we walk, the way we talk, maybe the way that we hold our face, maybe the way that we respond, that we are angry, or that we are bitter, or that we, you know, don't know how to communicate effectively. And as I got older, I realized that wisdom is knowing that you may be right, but having a voice and knowing when to speak is the right deposition to have, especially when dealing with others. I want to share with you some of the scriptures that I came across that helped me to really understand the importance of wisdom, the importance of carrying yourself. Not that you're weak, but there's so much strength in silence, and there's so much strength in timing, and there's so much strength in speaking at the right moments. So this scripture is James 1:9. And it says, "This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." This scripture is telling us that you need to listen. That's why he gave us two ears and one mouth, so we can listen double and speak single, speak less, okay? But this scripture is telling us that we must be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to anger. How many of you have ever spoken when you were angry and wanted to go back and take those words back? Oprah, Maya Angelou, one of them said, people may not remember who you are, but they will always remember how you made them feel. And so when you speak from a place of anger, you may leave the residue of those words on the hearts and the mind of those that they were intended for. So we must be very quick, and we must be very just aware that our words, that our tongue has the potential to leave residue with others. The next scripture I want to share with you is Proverbs 13:3. It says, "The one who guards his mouth preserves his life. The one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin." This scripture is telling us to guard our mouth so that we can preserve our life. Remember, I told you that it said that power of life and death is in the tongue. You preserve life with the less words that you speak. The one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. Anybody have an issue with gossip, talking about people's business, being the first one to tell the story? You know, it says right here, when you open wide your lips, you come to ruin. You think that you're telling somebody else's business and you're going to ruin your reputation. But depending on the ear and the audience, they may begin to look at you like, why are you so comfortable telling someone else's business? Okay. The next scripture that I'd like to share with you is Proverbs 15:1. It says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Listen, I had someone tell me that my words and the things that I say, I don't have to cuss because I can cut you with my words. I don't have to cuss or, you know, show any sign of anger or show any signs of toxicity. I can answer you gentle and still cut you. But this scripture is saying a gentle answer with wisdom and with humility turns away wrath. But as I was telling you earlier about how my demeanor was silence isn't golden over here, like I was going to have the final say, I was going to speak whatever I have to speak and say whatever I have to say in a harsh way. This scripture says a harsh word stirs up anger. That means that people get angry. They get upset by the things that you say if you don't say them from the right place. So let's begin to be gentle with our words. The next scripture I'd like to share with you is Proverbs 15:4. It says, "A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but perversion in it crushes the spirit." Did you know your words have the ability to crush someone's spirit? I know so many children that I've spoken to, so many friends and just people in general that I've counseled, and they remember words that they heard growing up. I call them word curses. And we do have the ability to speak against those word curses. But for right now, just based on this scripture, it says, "But perversion in it crushes the spirit." A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but perversion in it crushes the spirit. Anything that's adverse to positivity, anything that is meant to tear down, anything that is meant to ridicule, verbal abuse crushes the spirit. So we need to be mindful that when we speak to our children, when we speak to our friends, when we speak to our parents, when we speak to whoever, that we remember that our words have the potential to crush someone's spirit. And we don't have the ability to tell someone how to feel. Okay, the last scripture that I want to share with you is, I think, Proverbs 31:25. And it says, "She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue." As you get older, I believe that life experiences begin to be wisdom for someone else. Someone else who's watching your life is looking at you as their example. Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's the kids in your neighborhood. Maybe it's, you know, someone from your church or local community. But your experience becomes wisdom. And so as you speak, you have to remember that someone is always watching you. And you can either be an example for them, and that's a good example, or you could be a bad example for them. You have the choice. You have the choice. So those are the scriptures that I pulled for this particular episode that I wanted to share with you. It's okay to have a voice, but see a lot and say a little. Everything doesn't warrant a response. You don't always have to be right with words. You don't always have to tell it like it is. Sometimes you just need to sit back. See it with your eyes and not always address it. It's okay. It's okay not to respond to everything and to everyone. It's okay. It will bring about a level of peace in your life when you decide to decipher what deserves a response. I want to leave you with some research that I did, and I hope that this research really helps you. The average number of words spoken and heard each day in general in non-intimate conversation is approximately 20,000 words. Of these words, 3,000 are slang, 2,000 are used to hurt others, 500 are of profanity, obscene, abusive, and or curse words, 2,000 are mispronounced, 2,000 are grammatically incorrect, 2,000 are not heard, 4,000 are misunderstood or misinterpreted, 2,000 are unnecessary. That's a total of 17,500 wasted words. Wasted words. Of the 2,500 words that are actually clearly communicated, 80% of them are forgotten in 6 minutes. Therefore, the words you use need to be selected and carefully used. When I read those statistics, I began to monitor what I was putting out on a daily basis, what I was saying, the words that I was using, who was I using them towards, and why. I hope that after listening to this episode, that you will understand that it's okay to have a voice, but you have to know when to speak. Because everyone doesn't deserve a response. Everything doesn't deserve your energy, queen. Everything is not worth placing it in the balance of life or death. I pray that you choose your words carefully. I pray that you begin to seek wisdom and knowledge on how to address particular situations, especially difficult issues as it relates to communication. I hope that this helped someone. I really do. You can follow us on Beauty Queen. That's BEYOUTY, Queen. You can go to our website, follow me at I Am Keisha Kelly. However you want to connect, if you have any ideas for episodes or you want us to address, or you have any BQ mail for us that you would like to send, you can send it to info@beautyqueen.com and we will be delighted to write you back or do an episode addressing some of the letters and topics that we get. I am so excited that I made it through this first episode. I hope, like I said, that it helped you. And I will always close the show with our motto that no one can duplicate an authentic you. Bye, queens.